Hey, it's Brian from San Ramon. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Shanahan, run the ball.
Oh, I'm doing a little chuckle because I already know what today's show is going to be all about. Lines are lit up right now. We're going to get to everybody. 888-957-9570. Niners lose 27-24 in the game. They had no business. And this game should have been over midway through the second quarter. But you heard the fake punt. Adam Amin on Fox Sports alongside Mark Sanchez. It's 4th and 6. Rams have nothing going. It's 6:20 left in the first half. Niners are rolling. It's dominating. I didn't think the Rams were going to be able to move the football yesterday. And as you know, Ronnie Rivers with a fake punt to the left, gets outside contained, gets outside the outside containment. Every defense gets sucked in, even though Shanahan said, he said he saw it coming. He said he saw the fake punt coming. Well, they weren't ready for it. They weren't ready for it because they get a first down and end up going on a 16-play, 87-yard drive that took up 7 minutes and 46 seconds left, and they go down 14-7, but it got them back into the game, and it gave the Rams some much-needed life because they were getting clocked in the first quarter. And the Niners end up, that drive that took nearly 8 minutes, Niners end up only snapping 9 snaps on offense. 9 snaps on offense in the second quarter. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, and look, he's a young man, and there's no other way around this. Like, Ronnie Bell should not have made the team, period. Just from watching what I watched in the last two preseasons in the games, this guy had nothing but the drops. I'm not there every single day, so maybe right. He's tearing it up in practice. But from the people that I trust that go to there, it doesn't sound like he was. And so when you watch these preseason games, the amount of times the ball hit him in the shoulder pads and popped up in the air, the amount of times it hit him in the hands, hit the helmet, and popped up in the air over and over and over and over again. Again, I know he's a young man. He means well. But, like, he's out there on crucial plays. And there were other receivers that I saw making plays. You know, I'm deep. Is how I found Cowing. Bethune, the linebacker.
Jacob Cowing.
Well, Cowing is just on a milk cart, not outside of punt returns. But, Bonte, he had, I don't know if they called the one a drop where the guy jumped in front of him and kind of batted it down early in the game. But he had a minimum 2 drops in this game.
Well, he had one on a third. He had one that set up a 3rd and 4 where he runs a little slant and he heard footsteps from the linebacker. Hear footsteps. He didn't want to catch that pass.
No, so, and he got hit anyway. You know,
he got hit anyway. He didn't catch the pass. And really, it's unfortunate that the Niners did lose that game because we were all sitting in front of our TVs at 125 seeing what would Brock Purdy do without Christian McCaffrey, without George Kittle, and without Deebo Samuel. And I thought Brock Purdy may have played his best game as a professional quarterback despite not having those weapons. Despite not having those weapons, Brock Purdy was throwing dime after dime after dime after dime. He scrambled when he needed to. Brock Purdy was throwing the ball deep. He was stretching it. First quarter, wow, deep shot to Brandon Ayuk. They get the defensive hold. They got Tre'Davious White. They don't get the hold. Maybe that's a 70-yard touchdown. And we're discussing Brandon Ayuk in a different light today. But Brock Purdy, outside of not seeing Brandon Ayuk on that second down play, on the second to last drive for Brandon Ayuk running wide open where Mark Sanchez goes, man, he may have hit his goal head on the goalpost. I thought Brock Purdy was excellent.
He's amazing.
Excellent yesterday. Unbelievable game from number 13.
How about the third down scramble where there's no play there and he runs to his left, pump fakes to get the defender to like jump in the air.
And stays in bounds.
Yeah, and then
talking about where he dove and stretched the ball out.
Like a young Russell Wilson play. Right. He made plays yesterday in terms of foot, like moving around the pocket and making plays with his feet. I thought he was brilliant. And I've been screaming, I want him to run more. Yeah. But it was the situational runs. And he did a really, really good job of it. He threw some just perfect layered passes. And I'm watching Juwan Jennings and I'm saying, and I'm surprised no one brought this up. I brought it up. I did the live stream on 95.7 on the YouTube page, and it reminded me of the Anquan Boldin game where Anquan week one against the Packers went absolutely buck loose. I had like 12 or 13 catches, like 200 yards. Maybe he didn't get 200, but I thought it was close to 200 yards. Yep. And I'm saying, like, Juwan is on fire, and he had one called back. And I'm saying to myself, like, this guy is rising to the occasion. And I know there's an entire IU conversation, and I don't know. I don't know where people are at today. Like, well, I thought early in the game he was good, and then they kind of went away from him, and he had a couple of bad drives. drops right. that I can't really. But you I can't know what?
I so he had the one drop right when he came in on end, and Sanchez was mentioned on the broadcast.
Down one, when
the
third down,
Sanchez said, "Man, he didn't. It was kind of come back." No, you're thinking about the Tre'Davious White one where Purdy rolled out to
he
his
just
right.
A little behind.
Purdy rolled out to his right. Ayuk was there, but you know what? On that play, I legit give Tre'Davious White credit for playing through the whistle and playing through the football. He went through it. He got physical because he was getting picked on. Tre'Davious White was getting picked on. A young man from Buffalo. He's had multiple ACL injuries. Yes. He's had some unfortunate injuries because he's one of the best corners in football at one point. But I thought he played through the football on that one. I'm thinking about the other one where they're going. I think they end up scoring a touchdown on it. But it was a little subtle in route.
Behind
him. It was kind of behind him. Yeah. But Ayuk's got to catch that
one. No one around him.
And then Adam and me said, that's one Purdy wishes he had back. That's one Ayuk wishes he had back. So Ayuk was, look, you want a little more? I know it looks straight. Look, he created the holding penalty on a deep shot that would have been a touchdown. He's running wide open. The game looks different. That was Juwan Jennings' game, and it happens like that. Juwan Jennings went out there and showed out. He showed out yesterday, but my big takeaway is, damn, Purdy played a hell of a game yesterday.
But
that quarterback can play.
It's unavoidable. They gave this guy $30 million, and him and Trent, you know, they both held out, and they both looked suspect, you know, through the first couple weeks. The crazy thing is Ayuk was good early in this game, but as the game went on, to your point, Jennings did get targeted, and rightfully got targeted more.
He was fine.
But I keep going back to, and this is a team building, like, did it make, and I think this is a fair conversation, did it make sense to pay one guy $30 million and your other receiver make it $25 when another guy making $5 or $6 million had a game that Ayuk's never been targeted like that? That's just not how they play football. So,
Ayuk got 10 targets yesterday. He got 10 targets. Juwan Jennings got 12. So Ayuk got force fed.
I mean,
he got some targets yesterday. So
it's the energy for me. Like, we could talk about the drops, and I agree with you. Like, 50-50. You got to make $30 million guy. You probably got to make those plays. But and I don't want to like sound like I'm defending him, but at the same time, it's the energy for me.
The energy from
last year where he'd make a first down and he'd do the, you know the shoulder thing, or he'd do the, I don't know, he's shooting the bazooka gun off or whatever. He's just, the aura, the charisma, it's just not popping off.
He's not there yet.
He feels disconnected.
He's not there yet because he's not football shape yet. You know what I'm saying? And so now the heat is getting on him. The heat is turning up on Brendan Ayuk. Let's get to Derek in Austin, Texas. Derek, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Thanks, guys. Love the show. Shasky, you are all of us, my man. I love your passion. Talk about passion. You got it. Things for you guys. Yeah, no problem. Three things. Ronnie Bell should never see the field again. Special teams coordinator, I don't know what the hell's going on. We got the worst special teams the last few years, and it killed us yesterday and the week before. And then lastly, and this is something that I think has not gotten enough, is Sorensen is not the guy. We all knew Shanahan and wanted Steve out from last year, but Sorensen is not the guy. And I don't know what we're going to do, but and I'm not like a knee-jerk, we got to fire everybody, but my God, he's just not the guy. And that's all I got. But thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
What my question is, do we give Sorensen the amount of leeway we gave to D'Amico Ryans? Because D'Amico Ryans struggled his first few games, first month and a half, as a defense coordinator with the 49ers, and then all of a sudden they got their act together. Say they were Robert Saleh. Are we going to warrant that to Nick Sorensen? Because so far the reviews on Nick Sorensen, three games in, I'm definitely not impressed, especially with all the heat coming off of Steve Wilks. I don't care about Steve Wilks. He didn't know the scheme. Whatever. You move on from him. But right now, Sorensen does not look creative whatsoever. The blitzes don't look creative. The stunts don't look creative. The fronts don't look creative. The situations he's putting players in, Devondre Campbell, whether he's guarding Kyren Williams or Parkinson, not good. He's not a pass cover linebacker. It's a reason why the Green Bay Packers let him walk. You know what I'm saying? So having Jarvarius Ward out there, he's got to make – I don't know. I don't know about Nick Sorensen.
Is the personnel as good as last year? Without Dre Greenlaw, I have a hard time saying it is.
It's not.
Okay?
So,
that is true. Simultaneously, you know what else is true? Dog, I'm seeing nothing creative. It's so predictable. Nothing. Second week in a row, there's a couple things. Details matter to me, okay? It's the little things. The little things matter. When you listen to Belichick, we were talking about special teams. Belichick had a Hall of Fame special teamer. His name was Matthew Slater.
Yeah.
They were always buttoned up on special teams. How many games in the margins did the Patriots win over the 25 years because of little advantages in special teams?
Special teams are huge.
Okay, Tom Coughlin and his special teams, they won multiple Super Bowls because they were buttoned up that way. Like, we've seen it with Kansas City. Whatever you say, Harrison Butker, the guy makes field goals. I never worry about their punt return situation.
Didn't miss an extra point yesterday, but for the most part, you're right.
You get what I'm saying. Like, he's a reliable player. But, like, B, the special teams is Then I go to the defense, and I say the details. They had 3D tackles on a short yardage situation, and it's 4th and 1. And they run a stunt with a guy who weighs 350 pounds where he has to go around a guy? It's a smash play. We're going forward. What are we stunting for?
I did like the 5-man front defensive line, though, when they had 3D tackles out there.
Okay, can I get a free release?
I was respecting that.
Can I say? Then the bigger one to me, second week in a row, D'Amato Lenore coming in off the slot. Yep. Second week in a row. It's so predictable, okay, because you only run it so often. They run a screen to the opposite side and gain 15 yards. Second week in a row, the other sideline knew your blitz from the inside was coming and threw a screen in the other direction for a big gain. I'm telling you, the league knows. You're asking me, am I in or out? I'm already out on Sorensen.
Oh, wow,
already out. That was fast.
That was fast.
888-957-9570.
9570. 888-957-9570. So it's okay to overreact about Nick Sorensen. Let me get that straight now, because I brought it up.
Our pet heads are falling off.
I brought it up week 2. Nick Sorensen, it's out on him. Now the spotlight's even brighter now, and it's happened quicker than I anticipated. We'll break here. We'll break. We'll take all the calls. Chris, Gabriel, Rhea, we're going to get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570. What a disaster for the 49ers yesterday down at SoFi Stadium. More coming up. By the way, don't miss the kickoff show next Sunday live, 2 hours before the start of the game. Hilton Hotel, Evan Giddings, Low Neal, presented by Habbins Law. You've been wronged. Habbins Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabbinsLaw.com. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Nick Sorensen. Nick Sorensen. What do you think about him? What do you think? And then we'll get to Kyle. We'll get to Purdy. We're going to cover all bases here on the Morning Roast.